This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is a Joycast of the Woods, celebrating the bear community, with your host, Mark Haddon. On Joy 94.9. You're on the Woods with Mark Haddon. This is Joy 94.9. Tonight, we've got a few people in the studio with us tonight. As always, Luke the Wonder Cup. Good evening, Luke.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Good, yes.
That's good.
We also have Tom.
Hello.
Hello, Tom.
How you doing?
And we've got Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Hey. Tonight we're going to be talking about a few things, basically bear youth and or cubs, as we like to call them, of course.
Yeah, I think the average age of the room has dropped.
Significantly, yes. I feel very polar bear-esque tonight.
Can we call you Daddy tonight, Mark?
Is that okay? Big Daddy Radio, is it? Yeah, that's fine. We're also going to be looking at bear gamers as well, and let's meet some of our guests, shall we, Luke? I think
that's
the best way to do it. Now we'll start with you, Chris.
Yeah,
because you are the vice president of BrisBears.
I am.
So that's and we have to tell people how old are you?
19.
19. Now, for someone who's 19, I mean, I know when I was 19, I had no idea what a bear was.
Yeah.
And I think that's to be the vice president of a bear club at 19, I think is probably an unusual thing. Would anyone know of anyone who has been as young?
Not that young. I was actually 21 when I was vice president, but not 19. I think 21, even that was pretty young a few years back.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you told me about that as well.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it definitely is young. I think that, you know, Vic Bears and other committees as well, like Briz Bears, they generally do have an older, not that it's a bad thing, but there's the older bears kind of run the club and they've been doing it for many, many years. And
well, it tends to be an older demographic, I suppose, being a bear. I mean, again, looking at the guests in the studio, I have definitely got the biggest belly. You know, I've got the white hair. It's like, I think it comes with the territory. Age does, and bears sort of go hand in hand, which is a bit what we want to talk about tonight, of course. And Tom, you're 24?
Four, yes.
So, again, now, when did you get into the bear community?
Probably shortly after I moved to Melbourne when I was about 20 years old.
20 years old. Yeah. So, Chris, where did you find out about bears?
The adult images on the internet.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah. So it was literally, it was what the internet was made for.
Yeah, it's the different generation as well. Like, I know you guys didn't really have that opportunity growing up to kind of just have all that at your grasp on the internet.
That's true. I mean, when I was your age, I definitely did not have it at the internet. It was, and I suppose this generation, that's one of the differences.
Fairly more accessible.
Tom, did you have the same thing?
I did, actually. I sort of stumbled onto bears when I was looking up, you know, mature images online as well. It just sort of seemed that the guys I was more attracted to were the bigger and the hairier ones, and they were the ones that would sort of get this tag bear, and I didn't really know what it was, but I sort of eventually cottoned on to the fact that that was what I liked. And it's, started from there.
Hmm. And that then drew you into the bear community?
Yeah, well, after a while, I was sort of petrified of Googling anything and leaving it in my, you know, search history at the time, being deeply closeted.
And then you just say, you're looking for wildlife, Mum, nothing else.
So I like actual, you know, American brown bears and sun bears and stuff. But
I actually used that excuse a few times when I was a kid. I don't know how that came up, but I was looking for actual, you know, wildlife and bears and stuff like that. And I think they acted like they bought it, but they didn't really buy it.
So, how what was your journey into the bear community? I mean, did you meet someone online, or did you just turn up at a bear event? How did you actually, what was that journey into the bear community?
It was this growing knowledge that I was starting to gain, that there was this bear community. There were the bear bars, and it just came to the point where I wanted to check one of them out. And then I guess I met the right kind of people and just went, got into it all right away.
So there, it was literally your first, was it your first gay experience? It was with bears, was it?
Yeah.
So right to the sportsman.
Right away, yeah. Yep.
What about you, Tom?
Well, for me, I guess I used to live in Perth until I was 20 years old, and over there I was aware of bears. I was also aware there was a very small community in Perth, and I didn't really feel like I was going to be able to get into it. And then I moved to Melbourne, and sort of because it had been something I'd been aware of for a bit longer, and I'd begun talking to a bear guy online. He sort of offered to take me out to the Laird, and I was absolutely shitting myself, but I took him up on it. And yeah, that was my first experience with bears.
And how was that first night in at the Laird?
Well, it was very quiet. There were about 10 people there, and my knee wouldn't stop shaking the entire time. And I wanted to leave after about 3 beers. But it was still very good, and it kind of opened my mind to the possibilities of getting out there in a gay world, which I hadn't thought was possible before that. So,
exactly. And what about you, Chris? What was your very first night at a bear event like?
I was shitting myself, very scared at first. I kind of just sat there the entire night and didn't really do anything. But
did you go with someone who you'd met online or something like that?
I planned to meet someone there, and they were on the committee at the time, so they kind of got me introduced to the committee then, and I started to slowly form a relationship with each of the committee members, and apparently that was noticeable, and I was asked to join the committee last year.
That's brilliant.
And I thought it was the best thing to get me out of that shy and quiet zone, and it's been pretty good so far.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that is the case with a lot of people, a lot of younger guys. They do make contact with the committee members. I know it's happened at Vic Bears and obviously at Brisbane Bears as well.
Yeah,
that they make contact with committee members, and a committee member will actually show someone around, introduce them to other people. I've seen that happen quite a lot, especially, I mean, I've seen it happen at Vic Bears quite a lot.
Yeah, well, that's how I was brought in as well. I was 20, and I was talking to a guy online who's now a very good friend of mine, Ricky, and he said online, oh, I'm on the committee, come to this bear event, come and hang out. And so I came to a Vic Bears event, and he introduced me to his partner and some other friends, and these guys have been friends of mine to this day. They don't remember. Mm. It was like, you know, just a regular night for them. But for me, it was like these guys really made an effort to include me and buy me a drink. And I just came to bear events every week or every time they were on since then. So really eased me into it.
Because what age were you, Luke, when you started going to bear events?
My first bear event, I was 20. Just turned 20. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I mean, for me, I didn't get into bears until I was in my 30s because, I mean, I'm also at the age where I suppose 1995 was about when bear clubs really started to take off in Australia, and yeah. I was actually living overseas at the time, and I got into bears via a Scottish club, but even my boyfriend at the time, I felt like there was a bit of discrimination, or it was like they said, oh, you don't want to go to bears, do you? So did you guys ever feel that with any of your... Did you have friends that sort of discouraged you or encouraged you?
Not gay friends. No, I never made any gay friends really outside of bears to any great extent. So it was only really straight friends that I knew before I started exploring the bear scene a bit, and they all thought it was pretty fantastic. So
they all love it, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They absolutely love it. Yeah, my whole team at work call me Big Bear. They think it's the best thing in the world. It's amazing how much they actually embrace it and think it's fantastic. Mm.
Obviously, you coming into the bear clubs and bear nights, what did you think about the age disparity? Because did you make friends with people your own age, or obviously was it older people?
Older.
And that's just because of the nature of the bear clubs, I suppose?
Yeah.
I think, funnily enough, Luke was actually one of the first people that committee members ever introduced me to.
Yeah, I remember that.
due to our sort of mutual love of video games, which we'll probably touch on later in the evening.
That's definitely. Right, yeah. We had a mutual friend that just went, hey, you guys like video games, you should talk, and then walked away.
Yeah, he's bugged it off, and we're like, well, how do you like them video games?
I was like, nice to meet you too, yeah. Nice. That was cool, yeah. And I think there's a real diversity, a real mix of friends now. Like, I've got plenty of friends who are my age and Tom's age, and I've got plenty of friends who are older as well, like yourself, Mark. Like, yeah. It's a real mix of people, which I think is really great.
I'm not that old.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, not that old.
You're still pretty, love.
Oh, thank you. And yes, you are on Joy 94.9, and it's The Woods with Mark Haddon and Luke and Tom and Chris. And don't forget, The Woods is also on Facebook and Twitter. So please go and join the Twitter feed and like us on Facebook, please. I really am addicted to seeing how many likes we can get. Please, go do it.
Yeah, I get text messages during the week just going, guess how many we have now?
Now, yeah. So we're here with Chris, the vice president, of Vic Bears. Mm. And
Briz Bears.
Ross would not be happy with me. Oh, sorry, Ross.
Trouble.
I'll be in trouble now. And Tom, of course, as well. And Chris, let me ask you, I mean, do you actually socialise with anyone of your own age?
Yeah, I do. In the bear community, I've got a couple of friends around my age, like Tom and Luke. And also got my old high school friends that I still keep in contact with.
Okay. Do you have any difficulty with the age disparity, like with the majority of bears being older? Just with, like, for example, how we played Space Invaders then by player one, and I think I was the only one in the room who actually remembered it.
No, never heard of it.
Never heard of it, no. But, I mean, you can still find common ground and...
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. How about you, Tom? Have you found that age... Any problems with that age gap?
Not at all. If anything, I find it slightly less comfortable trying to make friends with people my own age. I've always felt like I've got on better with adults as a kid or sort of older men as an adult. It's never really been an issue in the community.
What about you, Luke?
Yeah, I think... this isn't to bag out my own generation, but I think there's plenty of things that...
We kind of suck.
There's plenty of things... there's plenty of things not to like about this generation in terms of... You know, socially, you know, everyone's on their phones nowadays. Everyone's on Facebook all the time. It is a new generation, a new world that we're living in. And I think that there's something nice about going to a bar and having a conversation and having a beer. It's kind of like an old school thing. And it's a good way to talk to people. You don't have to be online and connected all the time. Mm. So I find that...
So you go, you go to a bear event these days and everyone's sitting on a growler or something, you know.
Well, you log in and look at your phone, they're all sitting there in pictures and they're all right in front of you as well, so...
Exactly, and everyone's sitting around messaging each other, yeah.
I'm at the back of the lid, oh, at the front of the lid, come and talk to me. Yeah, that happens too often.
So, Chris... have you got a partner at the moment?
No.
No. Are you looking for a partner, though? Or not?
I was, but I can't be bothered anymore.
You can't be bothered.
That means love will find you.
Maybe.
What would you say... now, you said you were looking. When you were looking, what were you looking for? Who, like, is there sort of traits that you actually would be interested in a man, or... Does he have to be a bear? That's...
Yeah, I've kind of got the thing for beards. Got to have a beard. And all the rest of the bear features don't hurt either.
So the belly doesn't hurt, no?
Nope.
All right, guys, now Chris is going to be at Bearfest all week. But I'm sure there'll be a queue for you, mate.
We'll introduce you to some lovely people.
Yeah. Oh. And Tom, are you partnered?
Yes, I've been with my partner Neil for almost 2 years now, or just over 2 years now. We did the long distance thing between Melbourne and Sydney for 1 year, and then he moved down here to live in Melbourne.
Yep. Now, I actually knew that, of course, because I know you guys really well. But now, there is a little bit of an age difference between you and Neil. How
Very minor. I was born in 1989. Neil was born in 1969.
So that's an age difference of 20 years? Now, have you found any discrimination because of that? How's your family reacted to that sort of stuff?
Very well, actually. My previous boyfriend was only 10 years older than me, but most of my family have commented how much better they like Neil. no offense to anybody else. It's not really been an issue at all with family or with friends or anything, no.
No. Have you found any sort of discrimination, though, when you...
We do get looks. We recently had to buy a mattress base, and the first guy, salesman that we were talking to took a very long time to actually cotton on to the fact that we were in a relationship and shared a bed, despite the fact that we'd said we've been in a relationship and we do share this bed about 3 or 4 times leading up to that point of the conversation.
I had a really similar experience with an ex of mine, and this was I was 21, this was a 30-year age gap, he was 51. And we went to, I think it was like some bed place, and they had one of those mattresses that you're meant to lie down on, and they can see on the computer how you lie on your bed, and they can then give you the right mattress that suits the way that you lie down and the way you sleep.
Ooh.
And I was there with my partner, and they said the bed was for me, and they said, lie in the bed. And I did. And then they said, do you have a partner that sleeps next to you? And I went, oi, get next to me now in the store. And so my partner lied next to me, and the salesman was just like, oh, and it was, you know, I thought I was there with my dad and he was buying me a bed, but it wasn't that at all. It was my partner,
bizarre.
You know, he laid next to me and they sort of had this look of, oh my God, they had this light bulb go off, you know, so.
Yeah, people mistaking Neil for my father is not an uncommon occurrence, unfortunately.
And you don't really look alike either, and
people seem to think we are, because we both have beards and we both have our septums pierced, and apparently both those things are hereditary, so we're related according to some.
Yeah. Ooh. I don't see it myself.
That'd be a lovely relationship though, if your dad had a septum piercing and you got one as well. I think that'd be quite a nice connection.
It would
your
be
dad
pretty sweet
that.
Yeah
definitely. What keeps you coming back to Bears?
Sex appeal.
What about you, Chris?
The friends there.
The friends?
Now you sound shallow. Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
Oh, but you are shallow. That's okay.
I've met good people there, and I want to keep in contact with them.
Fantastic.
And other than social media.
Yeah, well, that's good. And, to give you an example, I know my partner once got told, I think it was one of the Bear internet sites, that he didn't look like a bear, so he can't be on the site.
No.
Which I found...
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I think I know the site you're referring to, and I had to submit twice or three times to get before I finally was accepted. So.
Oh,
yeah. And, again, whether it's youth or that he didn't have a beard... Yeah.
It's so judgmental.
It's very judgmental, isn't it?
To be inclusive, come on.
Well, and that's what I think Bears is about. It's being inclusive, and... Just on that topic, have you ever felt not included at Bears, or has anyone not included you and stuff? I don't like to go negative, but this is...
I'll be honest and say that I have at times. It's definitely not the majority or everybody in the community, but there's definitely a subset who do seem to feel like you need to uphold a certain physical ideal and a certain age as well in order to fit in.
But you would say the majority is not like that, though.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Those people are sort of reasonably easy to ignore, and you just hang with the people that make you feel good about yourself. So,
yeah, I think most people would want... I think we want to welcome people of all ages and all looks and all shapes and sizes into the Bear community. I mean, the whole ethos of the Bears is of acceptance, in my view.
Yeah.
And we should be accepting everyone, no matter what their age was. And, Bruce Bears is a shine, and Vic Bears, obviously, with Luke as well, shining examples of clubs accepting not only members but committee members of a young age, which is fantastic. Let's go to the next song, and we'll be back in a second. This is Joy 94.9.
This was a triumph. I'm making a note here, huge success. It's hard to overstate my satisfaction. Aperture science. We do what we must because we can. For the good of all of us, except the ones who are dead. But there's no sense crying over every mistake. You just keep on trying till you run out of. And the science gets done, and you make a neat plan for the people who are still alive. I'm not even angry. I'm being so
baby black Mesa. That was a joke, haha, a chance. Anyway, this cake is great. It's so delicious and moist. Look at me still talking when there's science to do. When I look up there, it makes me glad I'm not you. I've experiments to run. There is research to be done on the people who are still alive. Then believe me, I am still alive. I'm doing science and I'm still alive. I feel fantastic and I'm still alive. While you're dying, I'll be still alive. And when you're dead, I will be still alive. Still alive. Still alive.
Joy 94.9, and you're on The Woods. And Luke, I believe we actually have some messages through.
We actually have a fair few messages tonight, which is great. So thanks for texting in and emailing in, guys. It's really awesome to have so much feedback. Firstly, more importantly for Mark, is that somebody remembered the Space Invaders song from before.
Thank you, Manta Bear. That's brilliant.
So I'm glad someone out there appreciates it.
I'm not the only one.
We probably didn't appreciate it so much in here. So thanks for that. Jack wanted to write in and let us know that I, Luke, am a hunker hunker man meat. And my atomic hugs are awesome. So thanks for that, Jack. I really appreciate that. I'll have to owe you one. We've got a hi from Cairns as well. And someone wanted to let Tom know that he has a good voice for radio.
Yay.
Say something sexy, Tom.
Hello.
God. Work on
not
that
quite.
One.
Work on that one.
Somebody wanted to let us know, thanks to that song that we just played, which we'll talk about in a second, from Portal. The cake is a lie, but the sexiness of the panel is not. So thanks for that one. And someone from Melbourne, Australia, wants to ask a question, which I think is directed towards Chris, which is... who is the hot ginger cub? I wanted to cubnap him and take him home.
That was Jim from His Nothing Sacred, the previous program. So watch out, Chris. Jim's on your trail.
Oh, there you go.
Thanks for listening, Jim.
Got an admirer already, so that's great.
Thank you.
Exactly. All right, I'm going to play a quick vox pop that I recorded at Boxing Day Bears at the Lead. And this one's just about video games. So here we go.
What's your favourite video game?
Super Mario Brothers.
I've never been much of a gamer.
Assassin's Creed or any of the Lego franchise.
No, I don't do video games, never have.
I'm very partial to the video game of the BioShock series. In fact, I've just started the third one today.
Not really, more of a board gamer. Which, at the moment, that would be Carcassonne, which is just... it's a tile land building... sort of game, which is fun. It always changes.
I do video game. I like Skyrim. I'm not playing games at the moment.
I play video games. I tend to like survival horror. I tend to like games like the Silent Hill games, although the last two haven't really impressed me.
I'm not into gaming at all. Missed that bus.
I do video game. I'm currently split for my favourites between World of Warcraft and Assassin's Creed series.
So, video games, Luke, this is really your area of expertise, isn't it?
I guess it is, yeah. I was actually in the video game industry for about 7 years, working on a website and writing and doing reports and going to press events and stuff like that. So, yeah. I like to think it's my category, yeah.
Now, I did give you a little homework assignment last week, didn't I?
I did. I was expecting it, and I was asked to look for bear-based video game characters. So... video game characters that are beery and hairy and all that sort of thing. So,
and it probably turned out to be a little bit more difficult than we thought it might have been.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, yeah. Googling bears in video games doesn't get the results you'd normally expect. You just get actual bears, like
real bears.
And like Banjo-Kazooie and stuff like that. But you dig a bit deeper, and I think there are a fair few bears in video games. We were talking about this before, and one of the most famous bears in video games, in my opinion, he might not be classed as a bear to some because he's always after a princess, but Mario himself. And we were talking about it before, and someone mentioned that he was played by Ron Jeremy in a movie.
Yeah, I think it was in one of the 80s Super Mario Brothers movies. Ron Jeremy played Mario.
Yeah, so I mean that's...
Like, as in a legit movie, not one of ones he usually does.
No, not like the Super Mario Brothers or anything.
Oh, right. Oh, that's different.
So, I mean, Mario could be seen as a bit of a sex icon, perhaps, in that sense.
I think that might be a bit of a stretch calling him a sex icon.
Well, I mean, he's one of the most iconic characters in video game history.
He is an iconic character, and he has got a tummy, and he's got a moustache.
He's a plumber. That's backstory, man. That's important.
It's okay for a porno, but in real life?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
And then his brother, Luigi, and then there's the alter ego. He's got Wario and Waluigi. They're all kind of got the same, the whole moustache thing, and a bit chunky.
See,
and
out of that series, I think the obviously bearish character is Bowser. Is he a dinosaur or something? But
I think so.
Yeah.
He's reptile. A Koopa, which is like technically a dinosaur.
But reptile of some sort.
Yeah, but he's big and growly and he wears a collar. I think he's into SMM, you know.
Yeah, you like that. Yeah.
You could see him down at the, you know, spit and polish, couldn't you?
I'm just picturing someone at spit and polish dressed as Bowser now. Waiting for that to happen. Please, awesome. Someone do that. Please do that. And, you know, in terms of other characters as well, like we were talking about, you know, S&M and stuff like that, then somebody on that Vox Pop mentioned Bioshock, and Bioshock has a character called the Big Daddy.
Hell yeah.
Yes, we were talking about this as well earlier. I mean, I haven't played all the Bioshock series. I played Infinite, the last one, and, of course, Big Daddy wasn't included in that, I don't believe.
No.
So I missed out on Big Daddy. Tell us a bit more about
him. He's a big chunky... I think he's kind of a ghost in the game, right? He's like a...
Not really explained.
He's kind of like an really old-fashioned diving costume with a big helmet and a gigantic drill hand.
And he's like a protector of these little sisters, they're called, and he's like protector of these little girls that you have to try and either save or harvest for their insides or whatever to get more powers. And it's great. And it works that way somehow. And the big daddies protect them, so the girl's walking around with the daddy going, "Oh, daddy," and talking to him and stuff like that. And then you try and take the girl, and he goes to protect her and stop you.
And goes completely fucking nuts.
He's insane. Yeah,
he's insane.
He runs at you with his drill. Yeah. So make of that what you want.
I mean, what, a drill? That's kind of hot, right?
Big Daddy trying to drill you?
Yeah,
I think that's okay. Yeah. I'm cool with that.
Just not with that drill.
Yeah.
And we've just had a message in as well, which was my next point that I was going to bring up as one of the most popular Barry video game characters that I always have had a crush on since I was very, very young. Mm-hmm. And that's Zangief from Street Fighter.
Yep.
He's sort of a big, muscly Russian furry guy. He's got this kind of triangular patch of fur on his chest. And
that's right.
He does these big slams and pile drivers and things like that. And I always chose Zangief as a kid, and then my dad didn't quite know why. But
yeah, now it has actually been hinted at in the games and stuff that he is actually gay, hasn't it? I mean, it is commonly believed that this character is a gay character.
It's been hinted at, nothing sort of concrete, but it's definitely come up for sure. I mean, Street Fighter's got a lot of kind of homoerotic themes in it anyway, just being a fighting game, and they're all being oiled up. And there's been some wrestlers in more recent years as well. Some characters in Street Fighter who... There's one from the most recent Street Fighter. He's a big red dude.
Yeah, the oily daddy Greco-Roman wrestling kind of guy.
Yeah, and his moves involve covering himself in a barrel of lube. I'm not even joking. He pours this barrel of lube all over himself and then slides around the place, sliding into people, and tries to hug his opponents till they squeeze and fly out of his arms because of all the lube.
Okay, that definitely sounds pretty gay.
Awesome.
It sounds like a Turkish oil wrestler or something.
It's very strange.
That's what he's modeled after, I think.
Yes.
It's very strange. Me and a friend of mine used to like, there's one move he does where he actually bends over to pick the other guy up, and you can actually see his lunch when he bends over. You can get a nice view of his package from behind. And we always laugh at that and try and do that move over and over again.
Yeah.
Just to kind of get that view. Yeah, so...
I can believe that. Yeah,
yeah, picture me seeing there now. It's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, other characters in Street Fighter, like E. Honda as well, if you're into that sort of thing too, like the whole sumo thing too. So there's all kinds of different Barry characters from Street Fighter, which is great.
Kuma from Tekken, which is a bear in a more literal sort of sense.
An actual bear.
Yeah.
Most fighting games have the big chunky representation of some form. So it's always good.
Too often it's a joke character, though. The bears don't get the respect they deserve in fighting games.
Yeah, true. That's true. And I guess one I wanted to bring up, which is a bit more recent as well, and not quite a video game, but a movie based on a video game, which video games have come from now, and that's Wreck-It Ralph. which was a movie from a year ago. Mark's nodding because I'm wearing the t-shirt at the moment.
He is indeed.
Yeah, Wreck-It Ralph is sort of a nice, big, chunky guy, and voiced in the movie by John C. Reilly. And the movie's all about, you know, a character who's a bad character in a video game
and he wants to be good.
You know, he wants to be a good guy, so he tries to win medals in other games. And characters become quite iconic because the movie references video games so closely. And he's really cute. Like, he's this big, chunky guy. And
yeah, he's
strong.
Cute.
And, yeah.
Definitely.
So I think that's also one more recent one that comes to mind as being a sort of iconic Barry game representation.
And, I mean, and you're right. The list is reasonably small. I was actually surprised. I thought there would be more chunkier men in video games, but there's really not. The only ones I've ever... I mean, I play a bit of video games. I mean, I play Guild Wars 2, I should say, which is a MMO, and you've got the characters, the race, the Norn, which is like a big Scandinavian, and they're all really big, muscly, bearish type guys. And of course, there is a polar bear race in that game as well. But I suppose where today's video games may be going is more about the customization of characters when you do it. I know when I was looking at this today online, Saints Row has a lot of customization where you can actually make bigger characters, which you don't see in a lot of games. You can make characters really muscly and tall, but you can't give them a belly, for example. Whereas in Saints Row, apparently you can, and you can play. And even in the movie montages, when they actually insert that character, it'll be there. So, you know... I mean, again, with the customization, I played Skyrim. And in Skyrim, you can definitely marry your male partner in the storyline, which I thought was really cool as well. Getting my werewolf companion partner up there on the altar was a good moment for me in that game.
You're
I
so
have to admit.
Kinky, Mark.
Nice.
Just with with video games, like what are you playing at the moment, Chris? You must be playing something.
I am playing Super Hexagon.
And you've been posting on Facebook.
it's almost like spam at this rate.
Yes, you're very good at it, I have to say. Your hand-eye coordination must be incredible.
I don't even know how I'm doing it.
And Tom, what are you up to at the moment?
Embarrassingly enough, Pokemon. I'm still playing Pokemon X since it came out later last year.
And we were actually looking at a couple of the characters earlier today, weren't we? And saying, what was the huntsman?
The hiker trainer class has always had a bit of a soft spot in my heart. He's got a fairly ample belly and a pretty good beard in most generations.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a bit to look at.
And Luke, are you playing anything at the moment?
I actually is one of the people that chose sides last year, and I chose the Xbox One over the PlayStation 4, which many didn't. I think I'm the only one in my social circle that did that. I've got a few friends that have one as well. But I've got my Xbox One and I've been playing that a fair bit, and I'm looking forward to some new games coming out for that. So also I wanted to mention as well, some people have sent in messages to mention that any dwarf from any fantasy game is a bear representation as well.
That's
so all
true.
Dwarven races in Lord of
the
Rings.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
Stuff. So Mansa Bear wanted to let us know that. Jack has mentioned the King of the Cosmos from Katamari Damacy.
And shout out to his package, by the way. The King of the Cosmos has a very sizable package.
Yeah, that's a game where you start off as a small ball and you roll around picking up things as you go. And as you get bigger and bigger, you basically become the size of a planet and become part of the cosmos and the whole time. Yeah, it's a great game. The king is talking to you and giving you advice and sort of steering you in the right direction. And he does have a big package for a sort of cartoony, weird character. And of course, Andrew, I also wanted to mention that there's now pandas in World of Warcraft as well, which we talked about earlier today too. So bears everywhere, which is fantastic.
They're becoming a little bit more common now.
Yes.
Joy 94.9, and you're on the woods. We've got Luke and we've got Tom, and we've got Chris in the studio, and we're going to do a little bit of a bear roundup right now and see what events are coming up around the country.
And I guess before we do that, we should explain a couple of the songs that we've heard tonight as well.
I suppose. Go on.
So, look, before earlier on in the show, we played a song called Still Alive. Anybody who's played and finished the wonderful game called Portal would have heard that song. It's written by Jonathan Coulton and performed by a character in the game called GLaDOS, which is the big robot that's putting you through your tests and through your missions. And at the end of the game, you know, spoiler, if you haven't played it yet, then it's your own fault because it's so great. You know, you do beat the robot and you think it's all done and dusted. And then as the credits are rolling, the song comes on that she's still alive. And we were all giggling in the studio when that was on. Love that song.
Yep.
It's a very cute little song, perfect, isn't it? Yes. Yeah. So we'll go back to the bear roundup.
Back to the bear roundup.
And, of course, the next big event that's happening, and I think everyone in the studio is going to, is the Underbear Party on Wednesday night for Vic Bears down at the Laird. It's going to be probably one of the bigger events over Bear Fest. You're all going, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we'll be there.
There's a lot of nods. You got your underwear ready? Have you got a pair picked out?
My tradition is to buy new underwear on the day of the party. And I get a new pair every year, and I've actually built a nice collection of underwear now.
Because
I buy a nice pair every year for every few months for underwear, and then now I've got this sort of, you know, 15 or so really nice pairs of jocks, which is great.
That's a great tradition, actually. I might have to try that one. What about you, boys? You got your jocks ready?
Yeah, I do. I picked mine up before I got here in Melbourne.
So they're direct from Brisbane.
Yep.
Lovely.
Interstate.
Interstate. Ooh, jocks.
Yeah.
What about some local jocks there, Tom? You got a local jock?
Well, I hadn't thought too much about it, but I do promise they'll be clean on the night, so...
On the night, okay.
Yep, on the night. at the beginning of the night, anyway.
Yeah, don't make that mistake, people, please.
No, and please don't bring them along to Bear Soup the next day.
Ooh, God.
No. Let's not have that cool pool getting cleaned. No, I don't even want to go there.
But moving on, Mark,
That's 1 o'clock at Weta and Wellington, of course, Bear Soup. On the 24th, of course, is the big one. It's Mr. Vic Bear's competition at Bearfest 2014.
And that's being hosted by someone quite big as well. Amazing...
Grant Taylor.
Yes, true. And the amazing... sorry, I won't talk you up then. The amazing Mark Haddon is co-hosting the contest. So make sure you come down and support Mark on stage in his first hosting gig for Vic Bears.
Yes, it is definitely my first hosting gig. And remember, if you want to be a contestant, you can still become a contestant at that. Email either the president at vicbears.org.au or the vice president at vicbears.org.au, and I'm sure they'll get you all the details. If you want to become a contestant, you do have to be a Vic Bears member to participate. So if you're not, well, it's a perfect time to join up as well, because new memberships were due this month. So join up and come on, be a contestant. I'm sure it's going to be heaps of fun. It's going to be a fantastic night.
Yeah, Mark will look after you.
I will be very gentle. As I said, I can't say what Grant will do, but I will be very gentle. And the next day, if you've been to the contest the night before, there is the Aqua Fitness, the Bear Heart class down at the Collingwood Leisure and Recreation Centre at 1:45 PM. I just think this is a brilliant. We talked about it last week on the show as well. You know, for us bigger bears that maybe don't like walking around parks and stuff, getting into the pool and doing a bit of aqua aerobics, I think it's a great idea. And if you're going, I will see you there at that. Then on the 26th, the Sunday, there is Fur, which is the big dance party, which will be held at the Laird at 7 PM.
Yeah, it's the first summer edition of Fur as well. They normally do Fur as part of Southern Hibernation, but this year they're giving us an early one in January, which is great.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the boys, they put on a great party, Papa Tom and all that. They put on a really great party and lots of good props and decorations and really good music and really good vibes. So that'll be one to go to, definitely, especially with Monday being a day off.
Exactly. Seeing Monday's a public holiday, definitely one to get along to. And also remember, if you haven't got your tickets yet, you better get your tickets really soon, because I believe Underbear is almost sold out. I believe there's still a couple of tickets down at Manhouse. Or go online to get them, because they are almost sold out. I can tell you that for a fact. And I think Fur's getting that way too. So get on and get your tickets for them. Then on Monday, to recover, there is the Hungry Bear Spit Roast down at the Laird as well, and that will be on at 4 p.m.
And just to clarify, that's not as dirty as it sounds. It's actually going to be a meal, right?
Oh!
Wow.
Really? Well, yes, Hungry Bears.
No, we've been saying Spit Roast for the last couple of weeks, and I think we haven't actually clarified what the event is, so I thought I'd just let people know that it's you know, if you want the other type of Spit Roast, go to Underbear, right?
Or Bear Soup.
You've got options.
You've got options nice. There. Not that we promote that. And of course, the following Sunday, of course, is Midsummer Pride. And get
the march.
The march is on. So come down and march with the bears. There will be a gathering point in St Kilda Oval at, what time was that? 12 p.m. So 12 p.m. St Kilda Oval. Get down there with all the other bears and or whatever other group you want to march with. Go along. I know that a lot of people I know will be marching with the Joy group. Get down there and march along. So that's a wrap up for Vic Bears. But we've also got. I better do some of the other bear clubs. Let's start with Bris Bears, seeing that we have the vice president here. The 15th of February, Chris.
Yes, that's our Love Bears event. We'll be decorating the Sportsman Hotel with love.
With love. With all the bears. And that's the day after St. Valentine's Day, of course. So
that's right.
The 15th. And what time does that start? 8 o'clock till late.
8 o'clock, yep.
Yep. And is there, there's a door... You cost at the door, is it?
$5 for members and $10 for non-members.
So if you're in Brisbane, get along to that one. And then you've also got...
We've got our Underbear party and launch of Northern Exposure on March the 15th.
So new underwear, yay!
Yeah.
More underwear.
More underwear. Definitely.
Brilliant. There's a few other things happening around the place. Perth Bears have got... their Australia Day Den Night at Lawton Park on the 24th at 9 p.m. And that's about... and Sydney. Can't forget Sydney. They've got their Chunky event coming up as well. It's their fifth year for Chunky. And...
wow, I can't believe it's in 5 years already.
I know.
When that started.
And... I can't remember what day it's going to be on. No, I can. There we go. It's the 1st of February, and it's going to be at the Midnight Shift, which is a great venue.
It is a good venue.
And so jump onto the Harbour City Bears website if you want to get along to that. And it's time we have to say goodbye. That went really quickly.
It did.
Wow. Oh, my God.
An hour already.
Yes, it has been. So thank you very much, Chris, for coming along.
It's okay. Glad to be here.
Yes. And... thank you to all those Bris Bears people who may have listened in tonight to hear you.
Mm.
And Tom, thank you very much for coming along.
Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
It's been wonderful to have you here. And once again, thank you very much, Luke the Wonder Cub.
Woofgur.
Woofgur, indeed.
No worry.
Thank you for listening. This has been a Joycast for Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.